We began with Shitas Beis Hillel yesterday. The simplest read of some of the Rishonim is that Beis Hillel has nothing to do with Beis Shammai. It doesn't agree with the Chachila, it doesn't agree with the Yevet. We pointed out, oh, I forgot an eraser again, darn it. Make sure. We had pointed out that Rashi held the Shita. We had pointed out that the Rif held the Shita. We pointed out the Rambam held the Shita. Now that you see more of Rishonim over here, the complete rejection that they still have none of the Shammai, Rashi, the Rif, the Rambam. Who else can suggest such a position? The part that you saw? Huh? The Ritva, correct. The Ritva, in his own sheet, is both free and forced to reject it completely. We'll see in a second. I'll just bring over the Ritva does with that. The first place, the Ritva can be a little bit confused. We'll have to get back to the Ritva and the Ran. They're both a little bit confused. We'll have to get back to them. But the Ritva and the Ran, at first place, both seem to say that there is no Lishma cloud, but then they say, we'll have to be another Ritva. We'll get back to those then. But at least Rashi, the Ritva and the Ran, Rashi can go over. Then there are other Rishonim who believe that after they pass, if you don't do it Lishma, it's Ma'akid. And we have pointed out that the first day of Tosfos held this way. The second day of Tosfos, we don't know. We don't know exactly what he needs or doesn't need. He doesn't really address our issue, just happens to be from what he, how he addresses his issue to draw a conclusion that the first day of Tosfos, that it is Ma'akid. The other possibility of the second day is it's not, whether it's, you know, like Rashi, that there's no need of the middle of Moshe, we don't know the second day of those folks. There were other Rishonim, there was the Hagos, HaShmi, there was the Tour, there was the Beis Yosef. Let's just take a look at the Tour side. And the simple svar of these Rishonim is that what does Chiddush do? What? It supplements Lishma, it makes it Lishma exactly, Beis Hillel mandates Lishma. If it's Tov, Shloshim Yom, Sukkah Chadasha, you have an automatic Lishma. If it's more than 30 days, if it's of Yeshanas, it will build Lishma, it's Lishma. And if not, somehow Chiddush makes it Lishma. That's very much Mashma in the Lashon of the Torah, Shulchan Aruch as well. Let's read the Torah. Sukkah Yeshanas, let's have someone else read. Let's read it again, read the Torah, loud, clear. You got it? Go. Good. Google that. But, yeah, continue about Bilu. Good. Vimah Sol Hashem. Good. How do I know that the Torah, not just based upon the Shita, that there are three halachic requirements and they all seem to supplement for each other, Chiddush, Lishma, and Tok Shalosh Yom, what words of the Torah or structure of the Torah, any textual supports to this theory that Sammy just spat out for us, Sammy suggested? What? Ubilvad, it's only kosher when? Okay, a little bit. That was a Sukkah. It's only kosher when? What? When you're Mechadish Bodav. Okay, but I don't think that necessarily mandated in Lishma. You're right, but there's two words in Frozen that are really important, which are? Yeah. Ubilvad, Shechadish Bodav, Ata, Begufa, Lishem, Chag. In other words, theoretically, one could have learned the Yerushalmi that chapter Mechadish Bo Dover, and if you're Mechadish Bo Dover, Shelo L'Shem Chag, what would the halacha be? According to the Torah, it'd be no good. It's not just that you need a Chiddush, you need a Chiddush L'Shem Chag. Those two extra words the Torah throws in are crystal clear that he's learning like sand. Additionally, there's another small little point that would support, you know, again, it's so posh that Sammy's right that it's subtle. But there's another support that Sammy's right in the tour. What it which is? How else can you see from the tour that, you know, that what the Kiddush does is supplies Lishma opposed to something else? What? Correct. How so? Yeah, the imasal of Shem Chag, in other words, I'm not sure if that's what you're saying. I think it's me, it's something that I need to give that right now. There seems to be halacha 1 and 3, we know are about Lishma. Halacha 2 is stuck right in the middle, presumably sandwiched in because they're all the same idea. Additionally, the strongest value is what Deish pointed to, which is it says L'shem Chag. At the end of the day, that's, I think, clearly the Svara from the Tor. And any other Rishon who's going to make it Ma'akev, presumably is based upon the Shema, at least at first glance. And therefore, they hold, what's the Svara? The Svara is, you need L'shema, and that's very much Mashma in the Tor. Yeah. We'll get back to the Rav Yoch. It's going to be a little bit different. Third one. Second. What's the major problem with this Torah? It's the Kasha I was discussing with a lot of guys during Seder, or even if you didn't think of that. If this is based Hillel Shita, so what is Beis Shammai hold? Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai both agree if it's a Sukkah Chadasha, what's the din? Kasha. If it's Sukkah Yishani, you did Lashma, what's the din? Kasha. If it's a Sukkah Yishani, you didn't do Lashma, Beis Hillel, Masher did it. You're Mechadish Bodhava, what did Beis Shammai say? He disagrees somewhere, presumably said. It's possible. And the machlokas is between Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai, whether or not Chidish is what? Enough to make it Lashma. And Beis Hillel said yes, Beis Shammai would say no. You can't just do Mechadish Bodhava, what do you need to do? You'll be in Sukkah, and the whole thing has to be done with Shema. I don't know, but being a doing a Kiddush isn't suffice, it's not enough. Presumably. Who makes more sense the first glance, Beis Hillel or Beis Shammai? Beis Shammai. Why, Shua?
Because it's the time whatever it doesn't matter
to
that. Okay, but... How
do you interpret it? If I call that Torah Kula, there's this principle of Lashma. Lashma is a principle that extends to all sorts of other mitzvahs. Tzitzis, Tefillin, Sefer Torah, Mezuzah, and to every one of those mitzvahs, the entire thing from A to Z requires Lashma. Yet all of a sudden, Beis Hillel has a Chiddush, which is, you don't have to do the whole thing Lashma, as long as you're Mechadish Bodah. As long as it's maybe a Tefach, maybe Alpnei Kula, or Kol Shu Alpnei Kula, the Torah accepts both possibilities, presumably thinks the Yishami is not putting them on both, but rather two different options. Somehow, that Lishma is good enough. But it's not the whole Sukkah. How does that work? What's the Svara for Beis Hillel? Why do we allow for a Sukkah Yishana that was not made Lishma with just the Kiddush? This is what we're discussing during the Seder. Towards the end. What's the Svara for Beis Hillel? How does Chiddush solve the problem? The truth is, methodologically, there are two major ways of attempting to solve the problem. If you don't understand, in other words, if there's a machlokas, whether or not you need classic Lishma by the mitzvah of Sukkah or not, at first glance, you should. Beis Shammai makes all sense in the world. You should need Lishma by the mitzvah of Sukkah. If you want to suggest otherwise, you have to either somehow figure out that you misunderstood what the Shema is all about, or you misunderstood what the Mitzvah of Sukkah is all about. Can we reinterpret the Shema? Can we reinterpret Sukkah to somehow be different? Let's work with the first Mahalak. Why potentially would the Lishma by Sukkah be different from all the other Lishma of Kol Tarku? Could you argue such a thing? That Beis Shammai thinks the Lishma is classic Lishma by Kol Tarku, so therefore the entire Sukkah from A to Z has to be Lishma just like Tefillin, Mezuzah, and everything else. However, Beis Hillel maybe has what? A unique model of Lishma. What model might there be? What could there be? What could one suggest? What? Yeah, but why? Why should Lishma be different here? How is Lishma different? Not how the difference manifests itself in halacha, but what is the conceptual difference over here? So maybe one can argue, based upon another salvation's idea, that this is the Lishma needed for Sukkah is not the classic Lishma. Shall call Hadol Kula.
What is
the reference? So maybe it's not Lishma called Tarkula. The Lishma called Tarkula may make the whole thing be Lishma. There's a unique type of Lishma which is Lishay Mechad. If that's correct, maybe Lashem Chag is not the same Lashma as Kol Tarpula. Somehow the Sukkah has to be connected to the Chag, and the answer is, as long as you connect it, Tok Shalosh Yom, by being Mechadish Bodavar, the goal is just to connect it, that's good enough. It would end up being Beit Shammai would hold it to Shema Kol Tarpula, and Beit Hillel would hold it to the Chiddush of the Rav. It's a little bit surprising, because the Rav initially said it's Chiddush in Beit Shammai, now we're jumping ship. But based upon the Svarah the Rav developed, based upon the Yisod the Rav developed, maybe we can argue what the Shema is needed. And we had a pre-nachi needed between the two different types of the Shema, whether you make it for women, whether women make it, whether or not it should expire at the end of the year or last forever. Maybe there's a fourth possible nachi needed, which would be this machlokas between Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai. Seemingly one could develop such an argument as follows. However, it's a little bit difficult because at the end of the day, you're saying Beis Shammai doesn't hold the Shema that the Rav developed, and Beis Hillel does hold of it. So I'd like to at least open up another possibility. Maybe the machlokas has nothing to do with what type of lishma is needed, but rather whether or not sukkah is similar or different to the other mitzvahs, similar or different to tefillah and tzitzit and mezuzah. The machlokas is a lot more about the nature of sukkah. What could one possibly suggest for a second svara of how the Torah understands Beis Hillel and how the passage of halacha, the Torah, the Shulchan Aruch,
I
Other words, you could have made a distinction between Kashmish and Mitzvah and Kashmish and Kedusha. That's great, but Tzitzis does not have. Tzitzis is Kashmish and Mitzvah. Tzitzis does not have Kedusha. Tzitzis you can throw in the garbage, you don't have to bury it like you would spill. There is a minhag to bury Tzitzis, but it's just a minhag, it's not a mitzvah, I think. That's not a bad thought, yeah. I'm listening. So what should be worn is that you should wear it. Silka, now you have to go into silk, it's that silk has to be woven. What? But still it has to be worn. I'm not sure the filic is really that black one, maybe it's not only the Lishma. It's a tough problem. It's the Anathar Shach that the folks can both discuss. I was surprised that no one had discussed the problem. I asked the people who they've mentioned that, now they wouldn't discuss it. I'd like to suggest a suggestion that they've mentioned. I think it's a bit fish, but it's the only way I had to explain it. Maybe one can argue that a sukkah, according to Beis Hillel, with towards the Beis Hillel, a sukkah is different from Beis Shammai. I'm more wise about it if I can. But maybe Beis Hillel believes that a sukkah is defined or made by the concluding step alone. Because without the concluding step, it's not about the view. The way a sukkah exists, the way a sukkah exists is it becomes a makom dira when you finish. Until you finish, it's not a makom dira. It's just, I don't know, physical structure. But finishing it, being mechadish bo davar, is a new completion when you complete it. When you finish it, when the new completion to it, that feeling you built the whole sukkah then. Or in other words, the entire process of making tzitzis requires lishma. The entire process of making tefillah requires lishma, and the entire process of making a sukkah, which is defined by the concluding section alone, also requires lishma. Or in other words, my question was, how is sukkah different from tefillah? And the answer is, it's really not. Just the halachic asiyas ha-sukkah is defined by the concluding section, not the entire process from A to Z. You may even have a halachically kosher sukkah, and if you add on a tefach, it's ilu halachically you built a new sukkah. Now most nafkamin that doesn't have any new nafkamin, so who cares if you built a sukkah? The one major one is you can take a sukkah yishana and ilu you've taken that even a kosher sukkah, but giving it a brand new halos sukkah by making a significant change. What a significant change? Either a tefach or a kol shu al pnei kula. And by the way, it could be if the goal is to make a significant change, that's but why the Torah accepts both days of the Yerushalmi and thinks they're not arguing, because they both fulfill his criteria, which is a significant change. And it could be that's what's going on in the Torah. I don't know if I love it, to be honest with you, but I don't have anything better. And I think the question has to be answered. Give me a few more minutes just to get out a little more. I want to get moving, I want to get out and stuff up. So, Yishan, I want to get to the next couple. There's a bunch of side issues on the subject. I want to send Britisham tomorrow. I'm going to move a little bit. There is, however, another possibility as to why it's Ma'aki. It's not Ma'aki because of Lishma. Who indicates otherwise? That it is Ma'aki, but it's not an equal of Lishma. Who said that? Who said it? No? The Rabbi. The Bach quoting the Rabbi. From here in Hilchos Sukkah, you wouldn't know it's Ma'akid. However, if you look at Hilchos Pesach, it's usually Ma'akid. And he believes if you're not Mechadish Lo Dabar, you're not Yosef. And he takes even one step stronger. If it's a Sukkah Yeshana, even if it was named Lishma, still you have to be Ma'akid to be Mechadish Lo Dabar. We'll take a look at it inside momentarily. But according to the way the Bach understands the Rabbi, even if it's 35 days old and it was made Lishma, what's the halacha? It's pasul unless what? Your mechadish bodav. Clearly, you see that what? What conclusions, the first conclusion should you draw? That mechadish bodav had nothing to do with Lishma. Because even if it was Lishma, you saw the mechadish bodav. Let's take a look inside. Let's read the Rabbi quickly. It starts at the bottom, little part of the back, or the back, both in the top, raised line, the middle of the back, and the above the back. Start from the Kfar Kasapi, the last two words on the line. See those? The Kfar Kasapi, and the first word is Lamali, the fourth chubby line down. They're like skinny lines, chubby lines, and fat lines. Never tell you that. I first started teaching, you know, the shot back, I told the story. I love this one. I'll do it again anyway for the two or three people in the room who are this joke. When I first started teaching, I needed to share the Gresham Moriah. And we were talking about a halachic topic, I forgot what it was, and it was that was post time, that's probably what it was, the beginning of the year. Our women hide the silk are looks like Mrs. Bishop, not grandma. Like, you see where the lines go from fat to chubby? Like, see, like, the bottom, they go from fat to chubby. Skin, they go from fat to chubby, they'll raise their hands and say, that's my goal for the year, to go from fat to chubby. I told her she should keep her aspirations high. Yeah. Don't stop dreaming. One day you can be chubby. Every time I describe these lines, I always think of that story. I really thought it was so funny what she said. And my mom's like, you know, you should let the teacher, the once in a while in class, when they keep cracking up, they can't control themselves. Like, here I was a teacher, the Rebbe, I couldn't tell. My mom's trying to go and get a drink of water. I'm like, so embarrassed. Okay, the Kfar Kasapi Lamali Hilchos Pesach. Shoyach.
Okay, the Kfar Kasapi Lamali Hilchos Pesach. And you're very honest. Here, Shemavar Shemir Shami, the Mitzvah of Zayi Kiddush, Rafiru Asa Shem Chav.
Even if it's made the Shem Chav. Why you come to Svara?
The Devan,
Dein Chilov,
Pei Asa Shem Chav, Asa Sam.
Svara Torah. Min HaTorah, we don't care if it's the Shema or not. And by the way, that very well fits into our Gemara. Nicely, they still doesn't give the Shema or not. Hang on a second. That is where you stand. Good for you. I'm serious. Anyone else gets tired, wants to take a nap, so pretty stand, even though it's comfortable. We can do it.
M.K. They need to value our Kiddush to their bottom, not
like right, and therefore the Kiddush that needed is only extra din to wrap on. It's not a din to wrap on. So, and once they made it to Din Rabbanan by where there's no Lishma, Achinami. Exactly, they made a little flow to continue. Behind the time of.
Behind the time of. Behind the
exactly. What's this Din Rabbanan? Be'inam, what do you need? Be'inam lamedic of Kiddush, Lashem Chag, son of Lashem Chag. Why? Yehechi. Just read what I read again. I sometimes do that. Continue.
Yehi, do I have to do that by the last one? Achinami, Dasa, Lashem Chag. I'm tired of Kedah, Dasa,
That's for have
a token closing for that. They have when we have that finished card, some of that, he had we have a here, the issue about the same as
yeah, what's the main, what's, where is the Rav, where is the Bach tell you the Svara, what are the key words he just tells you? Ba'inan what? What do you mean? The Havi what? Hekir the Yoshif on the Shem Mitzvah Sukkah. There seems to be a totally separate mitzvah Drabana. Lishma you don't really need. What is Ma'akin at a Drabana level? Not Lishma, but it has to be Nikr that is Lishem Hachav, that is Lishem HaMitzvah. He used those phrases to change it. It has to be Nikr. In other words, if that's the case, the reason why it's Ma'akin is not Ma'akin Darais, it's Ma'akin Drabana. It's a bonus to Rabbana. The rabbi said, let's make Ma'akib to Rabbana, or they should do a mitzvah to Rabbana, which is a chiddush. Totally different. Therefore, if there's a Ma'akib, there are two possible reasons why. One is a lack of Lishma, which is shot in the tour to be associated with presumably most people. And number two is the Rav Yom, which is, it should be Nikr L'Shem Hachav. What's the nafkamina between these two cases? What's the halakhic difference? Correct. If it's a Sukkah Yeshana and it was made Lishma, according to the Torah, the Beis Yosef probably will be shown in what? So it's good. You don't have to do anything. You don't have to mechaz go down according to Rabbi Yo, you make the mechaz go down. Now the middle approach. The middle approach is Lichat Chima. Lichat Chima, Mitzvah Menamokar, Derash Heder Mitzvah, all these phrases that they have to be shown and used. And really, if you don't make, if you're not mechadish bodover, then one is kosher. However, what? Certainly, you should be mechadish bodover. Derech Agav, this is not Mishnah Berurah Paskim for halacha. Comes up when you guys come to the house of Shabbos, it's in the front of my house, and a big huge sukkah. So, you know, maybe about 2/3 of the size of this room, half the size of this room. That was fun. I've used it all the time. So I was considering, stuck up there all sorts of candies. I was sitting putting schach up there, just leaving it all year round. Turns out the schach. Should I have the mechadish bo davar? I mean, look at the spot, put it down. Yeah, no, who knows? I would be mechadish bo davar. We'll see.
But I didn't do it.
There's a bonus, a chumrah over here of being mechadish bo davar. What is that chumrah based upon? Why should one be mechadish? Where does it come from? So the truth is, there are three Rishonim we talk about this Chumrah. The Meiri, who else?
The
Rav. All three Rishonim talk about how Nikra, we need a Melechat Chim, we should have it. We'll try our best to figure out where this is coming from. What's the simplest explanation as to why Melechat Chimla, you should be Mechadish Bodavar? If I told you that, Nikr did you don't need to, but it's a good thing to do it, right? What would be the Svara? What? Why did it hit me? You're right. In other words, what's the value of it? The Chora, what's the value of it? Why should one do it? If Miri walked in the room, and you would ask him, Mr. Miri, I don't know, Rabbi Miri, and you'd ask him, Meiri, why should I do it? It's not Nikr, I didn't. You would answer it's a bonus. You'd ask, okay, what is the bonus? What do you accomplish by being Mechaz Bodav? The simple pshat is, same as any other Shita who believes. Yeah, Mechora, it's Lechad Chela, it should be Lishma, but the Ebed not. According to this, we've got two stuff. The bonus is Soka Shana and Soka Chadasha, which would be kosher. Oh, which should you sit in? The Chadasha, because Lechad Chila is better. You get the impression that Beis Hillel accepts Lishma Lechad Chila. And the truth is, that seems to be the most basic shot. Beis Shammai thinks it's necessary. According to me, it's been shown in Tosfos, as on the street, according to Beis Yosef, it also is necessary. According to the Meiri, it just sounds like it's a good thing to have, but not necessary, not critical. Now, by the way, let's take a look at that. We'll take a look at the Miri in a minute. Who certainly is going to have a tough time learning this Bahava? Who is going to have a very difficult time learning that Beis Hillel does fundamentally accept the Shita of Beis Shammai in the Chachil level? And which two specific people? The Ran and the Rashi. I'm not bothered by Rashi. Doesn't even accept it. Meaning Rashi says, there's probably no value in sitting in the Sukkah Chadash versus the Sukkah Yishana at all according to Beis Hillel. But the Rit, the Ritva and the Ran both say, L'chadchila, you should do it, yet they both also seem to indicate that what? That L'chadchila, you should do it, but Beis Hillel doesn't accept L'shma. So we have to figure out what is going on. Let's take a look at each of these three Rishon. We'll start with the Meiri. We'll read the Meiri. We'll read the Meiri. We'll take a look at the Meiri first. The Meiri, the Ran, and the Ritva. The Meiri over here, we'll read from the phrase V'nira Lid, V'nira Sheik Shera. It's referring to a Sukkah Yeshana that was made Shalom Lishma. In my Meiri, it's about like 6 or 7 lines up from the bottom. I don't know if you're going to say Meiri is me or not. V'nira Sheik Shera, it's about 2/3 or maybe 60% of the sentence to Meiri. V'nira Sheik Shera Afalo Shem Chidish Elisha B'talmud Hamarif Amru Tzarech L'chadish Badavar. Chavi, Amr Tefach Rav Ati, someone else, I guess a different gear, so Omer called Shehu, Uvul Vada Alpanei Kula. Then he says, Chiddush Begufa, Havi Chiddush, Ein Begufa, Ein Chiddush. And the question about Gaonei HaRishonim Shedin, the people with Nidug Hashach. V'af Be'elu, nearly, Shelo Nemer Ela Lechad Chila, V'derech Hidur Mitzvah. According to Meiri, the whole thing is Hidur Mitzvah, the bonus. Aval Etzorech Hidur Mitzvah, lo, Shim kein lo nishmat hatana shelo lehazkir b'mishna seinu. Uvesukas radbash began bach shelo hitzrichu shem chidish b'gemar shalanu. What did the Meiri say? Presumably the Meiri says this power right here. Why? Meiri holds presumably it's lishma. He agrees that a sukkah yeshana, which is not lishma, the Rishalmi mentioned you should be mechadish vodaver. He says, but I know the Bavli doesn't mandate it, maker I did. Presumably the Bavli needs it l'chad chilo. And that's exactly what he's saying. Since the Bavli doesn't mention it, it can't be the Bavli holds up in maker I did. The Bavli may leave out a chumrah, but it won't leave out a maker I did. So therefore it's not maker I did, but the Bavli does subscribe to it. And his raya is, it's avalut sorech ikr mitzvah lo. It can't be sorech ikr mitzvah lo, because why? The Bavli doesn't mention it in the Mishnah, nor when he's talking about the Sukkah of the Ganavim, the Nashim, the Behema, the Kutim, etc., etc. The Rad, Rakbash, Ganbach, those cases, the Bavli doesn't mention the need for a Chiddush, so it can't be a Mikra Adin. Implication is that the Bavli does subscribe to it for what? L'chad Chima. Presumably it's Lashma, because he's talking about a Sukkah Shalom Lashma, the Bavli doesn't mean it, but it's a L'chad Chima. That, I think, is the Pshat and the Meiri. I think, however, the Ran and the Ritva disagree. We'll take a look at the words carefully, and then we'll point that out. Yeah, Shlomo Yaakov, what's up?
According to the Meiri,
It's according to Beis Hillel how we pass it. Is it also according to Beis Shammai? He doesn't mention anything. I would assume the answer is no. But maybe it's assuming
I'm not
sure.
And then the Bible is mentioned, but I'm part of it, the Bible is mentioned because it's what it mentioned.
Yeah, I think you're right.
And the eager idea is mentioned
also. Yeah, I guess the Meiri has no problem assuming the Bible didn't allude to Chumrah it has, but it's no way it left out Nikra. I didn't have a.
Right, so Nikra did, it didn't finish up. So
which is an important methodological point in terms of in general. Could you ask the Bible, what would the Bible leave out? According to the Meiri, it would not leave out Halacha, it would leave out Chumrah. At least that's the implication over here. Whether there are exceptions to that rule or not, I'm not sure. That's the implication. Take a look at the Ran. We're going to go from the end of the Ran, although I'm assuming we'll get to the earlier part of the Ran, hopefully. Again, the Ran at the end says over here, I'm starting from in the old Gemara, not the Shvitz, the new Gemara, not the, what's it called, Gemara, the, oh, it's the Hagar, but the old Gemara, the good old Hamish Gemara, from three fat lines down. In the middle of the line where it says Alma, have someone else read. Who wants to read over here? Win, go for it. Alma, you see that? Where is it in the new Gemara? Anyone know? What?
Four lines up.
Bachetma Beis, correct. You're right in brackets, Bachetma Beis. Yeah, I know I knew what you're talking about today. I'm like, no, you definitely were way off. Just didn't hear the Bible. Okay. Alma, you see that, Nathie? What? In the Ran, yeah. Where Chesamid Beis is. It says Alma, the word right after it. Alma Lobo Sukkah L'Shem Chag. Do I know what's even going from a little bit earlier on? Let's start from. Yeah, he talks about mattering Ganbachra Kashmir to the Gemara. Alma, you had. Alma, you see from the fact that we matter all these sukkahs that were made L'Shem sale. Alma, what do we see? Nathie, go. Right, you don't need a sukkah L'Shem sukkah at all. Which presumably means. Not even the chadachila. Klal means there's no value in it. Continue. Exactly. Beis Hillel doesn't need it at all. Based upon that raya, Beis Shammai needs it. Beis Hillel has no value of it. Mihu. Yeah, so doesn't it sound like if he doesn't hold of it at all, if they still doesn't hold of it at all, what's the near invention of what you should do? What's the read? What's the chat?
I don't know. That's what I
would have
thought, that they don't hold it at all, but Yerushalmi seems to say that
he needs to be. But I think it's important to know the Ran thinks the Bavli, correct, the Ran thinks the Bavli rejects it, the Ran thinks the Yerushalmi accepts it, and according to the Ran, the Kiddush is only with the Yerushalmi. The Bavli's Beis Hillel rejects it entirely, there's no value for it at all. The Yerushalmi accepts the answer is, yeah, you should do l'chachila as a mitzvah min ha-mukhar, but only according to the Yerushalmi is their value. The Chorba of the Yerushalmi, not of the Bible. Let's take a look at the Ritva. The Ritva. The Ritva goes through a long, extensive piece. He quotes the Sefer Ha'itcha, which we'll get to in a few minutes. He rejects it based upon the word Aval. He quotes a very similar Shita, day number two, which has the same conclusions, but reads the Mishnah differently. Then he rejects that as well. Then he has his last three Shitas, which is Shita number three is basically like Rashi. Shita number four is basically like the Ran. And although they read the Mishnah differently, fundamentally they agree, l'halacha. And the reason both come to twice in the Ritva. Once when he rejects day number two, and once when he explains the Maskana of the fourth day, he's crystal clear that there's no way Beis Hillel needs any Lishma at all. And he even goes further than the Ran by saying, I'm reading from where he rejects the second day he quotes, but he calls Yesh LaFarish, along the lines of the Itcher, but not exactly the Itcher. Second day, I'm reading Bahal Lesik, the Gemara Muchach, the hedge of the Beis Hillel Lo Darshi, Klal Chag, Vasukos, Pas Telecha, Asay, Sukkah, L'Shem Chag. Beis Hillel's got no drasha, no makor in the world for Lishma. Again, how can he say that as well as Umiu Lechachila, Mitzvah Lechadish, Bodab, and Begufa? And he doesn't, maybe he learns like the Ran, maybe, but he doesn't clarify like the Ran does that the Chumra is only according to the Yerushalmi. If anything, his last words are v'chein v'furish b'Yerushalmi, which sounds like Yerushalmi also may say so, but it's not only the Yerushalmi. So according to the Ritva, we're in a little bit of a middle. Pardon the, according to phraseology. But you can learn like the Meiri that the Bavli accepts the principle as well, nor could you learn like the Ran that there's a split. According to the Ritva, l'chor, you need something brand new. Or in other words, there has to be some value of being the Chadish Bodavar, which maybe the Bavli accepts, yet it's not Lishma. What could that be?
the suggestion. I'd like to make the following suggestion. There's a fascinating halacha the Gemara quotes on that memba, the quotes that writes, and there's a brisa there that teaches that when you build your sukkah, or when you assemble your lulav, you make the bracha of Shehecheyah. Where does that come from? What's the Shehecheyah one? Major discussion. There are even those who believe that there may be at least a hechsher mitzvah in making a lulav and a sukkah, and maybe even a unique mitzvah of making a sukkah. For example, the Yerushalmi, right over here in sukkah, as well as Yerushalmi and Brachos, but in the Paragraph Halacha Bay, Yerushalmi has an unbelievable halacha. When you make your sukkah, what do? Make a bracha. What bracha? Asher Yerushalmi is both with Ivanu, lasso sukkah. Why are you making a bracha mitzvah and making a sukkah? Presumably because you say, mitzvah to build a sukkah. Rashi in Maseches Makos says black on white, that he has a sukkah in this. There, the Gemara is talking about the case of going into Gulf and killing the Shkaga. You're chopping with your axe, the thing goes flying off and kills the person. The Gemara says you're going with the Rishus. Maybe you're chopping for a mitzvah. So the Gemara says, and what mitzvah are you doing? Maybe for building a sukkah or for collecting wood for the mizbeach or something like that. Where says, no, that's not really a mitzvah. And Rashi points out, what's not a mitzvah? Collecting the wood is not a mitzvah because you can just find wood. Rashi adds in, asiyat hasukkah is a mitzvah. Maybe one can argue there's a mitzvah called building a sukkah. The Yerushalmi probably believes it. Maybe even Rashi extends it over. If that's correct, maybe what the mitzvah may mean is that what? What's the reason you have to mechadish bo davar? Not because it is lechatchila, it prevents it from being a sukkah yeshana, because that case someone rejects in its entirety. But rather there's an alternative thing, which is, potentially what? Mitzvah building a sukkah. Hang on one second, hold on one second. If that's correct, I just want to make two small diyukim, which may or may not be correct. If you remember, when the Ran quoted the Yerushalmi, what was the lashon he used? Mitzvah min hamukar. When the Meiri quoted the Yerushalmi and said this principle being mechadesh b'davar, what did he say? Derech hider mitzvah. I'm not sure what the derech means, but derech hider mitzvah. When the Ritva quotes it, what does he say? Lechadchila there is a. I'm not sure if mitzvah is different from hidden mitzvah or mitzvah men amokhar, but maybe. I don't know. I'm not sure. I don't love that deal that much. However, on the sugya and mevav, I think the ritual is even more clear. There the Gemara says, ha'oset sukkah la'at la'omer zman, when you make a bracha for yourself, you make the shechiyanu, Hirish says the mitzvah, Kisha'asa tov shloshim yom l'chag, d'chayle Allah, aleha chovas sukkah. Aval kodam l'shloshim yom, no. There are two interesting observations to make on this ritva on Memba. I'll read it again slowly. Hirish. Kisha'asa tov shloshim yom l'chag, d'chayle aleha chovas sukkah. What are the 2 points you want to pull out of this ritva on Memba? What are the 2 interesting points? Number one is this something called chovas sukkah. What does that mean, chovas sukkah? Maybe you know what it means? A mitzvah to build it. Number two, when is the time frame? What is this time slot of chovas sukkah? The answer is 30 days. Mash enkein other rishonim, like Rashi and Memba, who says erev chag. At least by lulav, presumably by sukkah. The Ritva believes that 30 days beforehand is the Zman of Chovas Sukkah. What does that remind us of? 30 days? Pretty big coincidence. What might that 30 days be the exact same 30 days as? A Sukkah Yeshana. Because Sukkah Yeshana had no mitzvah of building. I'm sorry. A Sukkah Yeshana, you did not fulfill the mitzvah of building a Sukkah. A Sukkah Chadasha, you had. And that's what the Ritva calls it, Chovas Sukkah is tok shloshim yom, meaning
there's a mitzvah to build a sukkah toch shloshim yom. Therefore, I understand why he says mitzvah, not mitzvah and amukha. Therefore, I understand why he may think that Israel rejects lishma, and yet accepts this concept of mitzvah lechadchila to the mechavish bodavar, because you're fulfilling the mitzvah of building a sukkah. And what comes out is there are no longer three permutations of Beis Hillel Shita, now there are six. So when we get to the infinite, we're going to be home maybe number seven. Number one is Rashi, the Rif, and the Rambam to reject everything. Number two is to accept Beis Hillel, reject everything but accept the Yerushalmi as the Chumrah of the Yerushalmi, to accept the Chumrah of the mitzvah shel Asiyah HaSukkah, maybe even the Meiri, who is to accept Lishma as a Chumrah, maybe the Torah based dose, which is to accept Lishma as a Ma'akev, and maybe even the Bach, according to Rav Yoh, to accept being Mechadish Bodaber, but not B'Toras Lishma, rather B'Toras Nicker, that is Lishma, a totally separate halacha. And each one of these has nafkaminas. Just put the nafkaminas on the question. The nafkamina between Rashi versus the Ran is, should one even value a Sukkah Yishana? According to the Ran, yes. The nafkamina between the Ran versus the Rizpah is, if you, and that means the Ran the Rizpah is, whether or not the Bavli values being Mechadish Bodaber, or maybe even whether or not you should be Mechadish Bodaber if you're not even going to sit in it. If you have, you know, two Sukkahs, or whatever the case may be. The difference between the Rizpah and the Meiri is whether or not that means it would be what? Whether or not if you have a Sukkah Yishana and a Sukkah Chadasha, which one you should be sitting. According to the Rizpah, we don't care at all. The question of building the Sukkah. According to the Meiri, better to sit in the Sukkah that day, Sukkah Chadasha. Now, between the Meiri versus the Beis Yosef is, if you sit in the Sukkah Yishana, are you Yosef and the Eved? And that one between the Beis Yosef versus the Rav Yoh, or it's the Bach, is if you sat in a Sukkah that was built for Shema, but that had no Chiddush, are you Yosef and the Eved or not? And therefore, the Nafkamina is all across the board. One more last little clarifying presentation. I think it's helpful. Beis Shammai essentially makes two assumptions. Number one is that there's a principle of Lishma, and number two is that if there is, there's a concept of Lishma, B, it's Me'ati, and let's say three for a second, that Chiddush doesn't help. Where does Beis Hillel disagree along these lines? This is now Rav Yisrael and Beis Shammai. There is a din of Lishma. It is Ma'akev, and Chiddush doesn't help. You either have to be Tosh Loshim Yom or Lishma. Who said Beis Hillel rejects the entire notion of Lishma? Rashi, the Rambam, etc. Who said he accepts it? It's just now Ma'akev. This is the approach. The Rizpah, the Meiri, the Yitzchak, the Ran, this is like the Shammai. And who says it is ma'akev, but Chiddush does help? The answer is all these guys over here, Tosfos, the Hadagot Hashri, the Tor, the Beis Yosef, and the Bach around here. But it's just like a different presentation, but kind of summarize things and put them together. Okay, let's take around the questions. We'll try to do the itzer, we'll try to put everything together at large. One, two, three, four. One.
According to the old all that building. Does that work so well for the Mishnah? Because it says that it's not supposed to be this problem last year.
The answer is the Mishnah is not addressing this issue at all. The Mishnah is talking about a Sukkah Yishana if it's kosher or not. According to the way I'm learning the Ritzvah, the Bible doesn't mention this topic because it's irrelevant. The Yerushalmi mentions a moderately relevant topic, which is there's a mitzvah to build a Sukkah, start with Chavish Vodah. And the Yerushalmi mentions four lines ready, even make a bracha on it. But you're right, it's not value the Mishnah because it's not really our topic. Dubin.
Why is the new rosary
considered? Why what?
Why is the record fall under the Hatchiva? I feel like it should fall between the Hatchiva and the Hatchiva.
Well, he used the word mitzvah l'chadchiva. So it is l'chadchiva, and the answer is it's not. The reason why it's stuck in the middle of these guys is because It's not Lishma, L'chatchila, it's a different L'chatchila, so it's further from the Lishma version. And the Ran is set to the side because according to the Ran, the Bavli has nothing at all. In other words, the whole Chumrah, the Chumrah of the Yerushalmi, not of the Bavli at all, so that kind of stuff is further over here. Although theoretically, the Ran really could belong here, according to the Bavli, and the Yerushalmi over here. You with me? According to the Ran, the Bavli really is over here, and the Yerushalmi really is over here, that L'chatchila you should be Mechadish Bodot. That's like the Ran over here, which is kind of like, no, a little bit of both. Maybe, you know. Because halacha, it's a chumrah, but it's not a meager adin chumrah. It's a bonus chumrah to Yerushalmi. It's more meager adin. Okay? Yeah?
Of course,
the
individual, why is the time frame so and why did
that become 7 minutes long? Maybe Shlosh Miyom, maybe the 30 days is the standard halachic principle. At the end of the day, if you have a stam halvah, how long is it? 30 days. It's the minimal time for a nezivah. It's 30 days. The standard halachic shear of time is 30 days. So this is 30 days.
And why
is it? Why Shlosh Miyom Kor Machag 30 days? Because 30 days is a significant time period.
And so maybe...
How would it do? Well, the chachila you should be mechadish bo davar. In other words, in context, it is a sukkah kosher, or not the answer, it's kosher, but still the chachila you should be, it's a mitzvah to mechadish bo davar. In other words, I'm not sure if the Ritva means it's a lechatchila mitzvah or it means it's a regular mitzvah, but this is talking in the context of the kasher. Apostle, the entrance is kasher, but still lechatchila should be something else because it's a mitzvah to do it, not because it impacts the kashers of the sukkah. That's what I'm learning it. I can see why you wouldn't love it, but I think that's the best thing I got right now. Yeah?
In terms of what you were saying before, the idea about how it's because the last bit of the sukkah finished is part of the matters. Because that has something to do with the fact that the mitzvah of sukkah, the different parts of the mitzvah of sukkah have different aspects of the mitzvah as opposed to the tefillin where you wouldn't have like the box on top of the mat, it doesn't have a different role than the little part below it. But with the sukkah, the schach are to provide shade, the walls are for.
We'll see. I'm going to hold on to this for a second. We're going to talk about when we have to mechadish bo davar, what do we have to mechadish bo? What is that chiddush? This is we'll talk about tomorrow. There's probably three sheets in the Rishon. I'm going to leave that at the end of the table today. We'll talk about that. What is mechadish bo davar? I think your topic relates to that enough. I'm going to hold off on it. Unless I misunderstood you, in which case, I'm going to hold off. Anyway, tell me afterwards. My son is, we're holding off again. Okay, hold on a second. I know you have questions. I'll stick on answering afterwards. I'll be as patient as I can be, but I want to finish up before I start going, into the red zone. Like the shirt. The very red shirt you got there. Okay. Yeah. The ballet. Oh. Zach? Yeah. One more quick little point that I noticed. Just a little R in the red, which I think is a really nice R. We had pointed out that if you read the Gemara Bavli, which shita makes the most at the first glance of these three major mahalchim, I believe these details are inside. Which shita, if you read the Bavli, nothing else, what would you think about Beis Hillel? Shall you have what? Number one, you don't get that much more. I mean, I pointed out, well, why then does Tosfos and other people believe that? Because what? Well, partially Yerushalmi. What makes them think the Bavli accepts the Yerushalmi? We pointed out there were two small textual suggestions. One was the Seifa of the Mishnah. In other words, you're going to have to learn it to go according to Beis Shammai. And by the way, who do we know who was certainly triggered by that problem to interpret the Gemara not this way? Who certainly was bothered by at least the Seifa of the Mishnah and said, does it go according to Beis Shammai? Can't be. It's got to also go according to Beis Shammai. Who said that? Tosfos, the Ritva also. Get the Ritva. But Tosfos was the first one to say it, and that's why the second day is like, oh, really, you could say it. And make some type of rock shiva split between different types of stuff. The other textual point we brought out was what? The lashon of Beis Hillel. In other words, Beis Hillel accepted the concept of a sukkah yeshama. And that worked out extremely nice according to Tosfos, who switched the gear stuff with Beis Hillel first. All the more so is it likely that he accepts the principle. Who else, by the way? So these we show them over here, Rashi, the Ritva, the Rambam, the Ritva, the Ran. What do they do with that Lashon of Sukkah Yishana? It's really tough to know for most of them. However, one of the Rishonim throws in, which I thought at first glance was a total curveball, and has this random line at the end of his comment, and then, you know, but somehow I think he's dealing with this problem. Who am I referring to? The Ritva. Who said that? I go. Okay. Anyone know what line of the Ritva I'm referring to? The Ritva at the end throws in like a total curveball. Once he accepts either Shita's Rashi, or his Mahalak number 4, which is the Ran, which also fully rejects the Chadish Bodover, the Ritva then says something absolutely surprising, which is what?
What's that?
Neder. He's like, as an Alchemist, if you're Noder Hanuk, I'm a Sophie Yashar. Was anyone else troubled by why the Ritva threw that in there? We're not talking about Hilchas Nedarim. We don't. What Nafkamina is he even looking for? What Hakira? What Nafkamina? What's he talking about? What's the Pshat in the Ritva? He was bothered. Yeah. Now that I learned day number 3 and day number 4, which are the same as Rashi and the Ran, and Beis Hillel fully rejects Beis Shammai, there's no concept of a Sukkah Yishana. Well, then what is a Sukkah Yishana according to Beis Hillel? And you see him, Mamish, taking a tough Nafkamina. What's the Nafkamina of there being a Sukkah Yishana? What does the Ritva respond? If you make a neder not to get Hana from a Sukkah Yishana, presumably you mean 30 days. That's the Nafkamina. Does they still hold to the concept of Sukkah Yishana according to Tosfos? Yeah, certainly. Maki, according to Miri Ritva and Ran, yeah, Lechad Chila. According to the Ritva, the answer is, it has no nafkamina legabe sukkis, but it does have a nafkamina legabe nedarim. And again, I'm explaining what the word the Ritva means, I'm explaining why he said that there, and I'm showing you how this halachic tension may be the simplest meaning of the Gemara Bavli, however, Beis Hillel being, in other words, what triggered the other Rishonim are the Seifa as well as is Lashon of Sukkah Yishana. And you see the Sukkah Yishana, Lashon manifests itself in the years of Tosfos, as well as this crazy comment of the Ritva, which now makes a lot of sense. People follow that? Yeah, because I'm perplexed.
No.
You did or not?
No.
You saw the Ritva at the end? The Ritva writes, what's the Nafkamina? And the answer is, oh, the Nafkamina is if you make a neder not to get Hanuk from a Sukkah Yishana, you mean 30 days. Why is he mentioning that here? I think the answer is he's bothered by a problem. According to the Ritva, who thinks there's no such thing as being the Chadish Bodover, what then is the Nafkamina of having a Sukkah Yishana? Why do you need a Sukkah Yishana according to Beis Hillel? There's no halachic relevance. There's no halachic application to it. There's no Nafkamina. Who cares? By the way, that problem is what triggered Tosfos to say, Beis Hillel holds him a Sukkah Yishana. But again, according to the Ritva, who holds there is no such thing as a Sukkah Yishana, yet the Mishnah presents it like there is. Well, what's the Nafkamina? What's the halachic difference? And the answer is, says the Ritva, I guess if you take a neder not to get Hanuk from a Sukkah Yishana, you must have meant 30 days. That is the halachic definition of a Sukkah Yishana. Beis Hillel agrees it's a 30-day thing. It happens to have no relevance for Sukkot, but it at least has some relevance. And my point is, you know, you see, I mean, it's apparently a term that everyone was aware of, and Beis Hillel just thinks it's no relevance for Sukkot, but there is some, there needs to be meaning for this terminology. And that is the problem that the Ritva is struggling with. And therefore, this sugya can be viewed both on a conceptual spectrum, like I drew on the board over here, 3 major mahalchim, 6 possibilities as to what's the svara going on here. But it's also viewed on a textual level, which is, how do you solve the Sukkah Yishana problem? That is the case that Beis Hillel must hold up something, but you read the Gemara and you get the impression he holds up nothing. Which textual point are you going to stand strong with, and which one are you going to kind of almost whitewash? You would think Tosfos is standing strong with the Sukkah Yishana thing. It's like, yeah, the Bavli seems to indicate this being from the Stam and agrees. The Ritva's point is, no, the Bavli fully rejects the Yerushalmi, and if you want me to reject Makadosh Baruch Hu, and if you want to know what it means, some Yishana, well, there must be some Nafkamina for some Halakha in Hilchot Nedarim, which is, you know, an important Nafkamina, I guess, for that context over there. Okay. Quickly, two questions, and I want to just get into the same thing I itch, or put him on the board, and then try to put, and then, yeah, then maybe get to the carbon aside, carbon aid, quickly. Yeah. One, two, one.
Maybe it actually does, maybe in fact it's...
Not according to the Ritva. According to other Rishonim, I'm willing to listen.
According to that, it's about building up. That is your way, your time frame for building up the sukkah in the first place, of having that central pillar for building the sukkah.
That's going to cause you problems with Madavis, huh?
We work with, I would say.
No, I mean, the better Nafkamina would then have been not Sukkah Yishana with Nidarim, but rather the Mitzvah building.
My point is,
the Mitzvah is stretching to come up with a Nafkamina about.
Maybe it's just like another Nafkamina. This concept exists. My point is like this.
The only reason the Ritva ran to a Nafkamina by Nedarim is because he couldn't find a better one.
I don't think it's running for it. I think it's just mentioning it so people know that the concept exists.
There are a lot of other really nice halakhas in Nedarim that don't find their way into the Ritva until this episode. I would say all of them except for this one. Meaning,
you wouldn't have thought of this otherwise. You would have thought that he's pointing out that it is a concept. It's not a concept necessarily in regards to making the circuit kosher or not, but it's a concept in regards to having an extra...
I don't like what you're saying. I'm still going to stick to my gun. The Ritva believes the only Nafkamina of a Sukkah Yishana is that for Gabi and Nedarim. However, a Sukkah Yishana, you did not fulfill the mitzvah of the Sukkah either. Why is that not what he mentions here? Okay, I guess that's enough. Let me explain. I wanted to suggest that the reason why the Ritva runs to the Nafkamina in the Dorim is because there are no relevant Nafkaminas in the second Sukkah. Meaning, who cares if it's Sukkah Yishana according to Beis Hillel? The Ritva's like, it's got to have some relevance, so it must be at least Nedarim. Certainly a Nafkamina in Hilchos Sukkah would be better than a Nafkamina in Nedarim, right? The only reason why he ran to Nedarim is because he's got nothing better in Hilchos Sukkah. So, if that's the case, why did he say there's a mitzvah to build the Sukkah Chadasha, opposed to you, the Sukkah Yishana? Meaning a Sukkah Yishana, you did not fulfill the mitzvah of Binyan Sukkah. Meaning, there's a Nafkamina right here that somehow could have been used opposed to running to Pesach Nedarim. That is not your question, but I think it's a good one. People about to hear the question? Wait, you hear the question? Do you hear the question now? It's a good question, no? You don't like it. I need a good question against my Mahalak. It's not a kash on the Ritva. It's not a Mahalak correct in the Ritva. So why do you mention that case so far-fetched? I think the answer is, yeah. What? Maybe you should have said both. That would have been better. You don't want to say two Ritva. What?
I'm saying if you find it from the top, then you have to fix both parts. And say both things are two separate points. Otherwise, you have to say Sukkah Yishana for some reason exists in the vacuum.
Building the mitzvah is not enough to call it a Sukkah Yishana. Building the mitzvah is a halacha. I'm calling it, I think this is a shot. If you want to call it a Sukkah Yishana, it has to have halachic implications for being. Meaning, the better way to phrase it would not have been to have called it a Sukkah Yishana, would be to say there's a mitzvah called building a Sukkah 30 days of the chag. If you're calling it a Sukkah Yishana, it's not for the mitzvah of building, it's got to have some other implications. And that's why he runs in the dark. So I'm willing to stick with my gun. And your shul likes it also.
That's why I got that.
In other words, a Sukkah Yishana means it has some halachic implications as a Sukkah. It doesn't mean that you didn't fulfill the mitzvah. There's no way we would have called it a Sukkah Yishana if all we wanted to say is you didn't fulfill the mitzvah. We would have said you didn't fulfill the mitzvah. Sugi Shunami, there's some other halachic implications. For example, it would be by Nadar. But building a sukkah would not have been a good enough answer for why you need a term called Sugi Shana while Nadar is. I'm going to go quickly to Rose. I know I didn't fully answer the question. I'm going to answer it quickly, Rose, and I'm going to go back. Yeah. How do they know that, according to these guys, how do they know that there's a din of Lishma? It's a great question. Presumably, the Pnei Yeshua said, that the Pnei Yeshua asked from the Yerushalmi. If the Yerushalmi disagrees with the Bavli and doesn't have the drushes, and there are some people who think that the Yerushalmi accepts the drushes, the Moshe, the Karmel, Ega, they both think the Yerushalmi accepts the Bavli's drushes, and they're clearly bothered by this point, or at least presumably bothered by this point. The Pnei Yeshua said, no, the Bavli doesn't hold it. And he said, maybe it's a Svara. If that's the case, maybe these guys will hold the Svara as well. The Tosafot says, there's a Svara, it should be Lishma by Kol Tarkul. There's no Xeris HaKosov, but maybe it's a Binyan Av or something else. Bishama is deep circuit because, according to the Rav, it's great. It's a different type of Lishma. I guess they hold it's a bigger Kiddush, or, can you carry over classic Lishma to Sukkah without a pasuk that they machlokas? With Pana machlokas, they require more thought, not to get to right now, but it's a good shtickle. Okay. Lastly, just on this chart of Beis Hillel, there's this unbelievable shita of the Itter, as well as the Baal Itter, as well as the Bein number 2 of the Ritz. Let's start with the Baal Itter. How does the Baal Itter read the Mishnah? What does the Baal Itter do that's fascinating? What did he change around? How is it different from all the other Rishon? What? Number one is the machlokas between Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai is Tok Shloshim Yom. And he reads like this. Sukkah Yishana Beis Shammai posted Beis Hillel Machshir. The Ezeh he Sukkah Yishana Kol Sha'asa Kodem L'chag Shloshim Yom. What does the word Kodem mean according to the Baal Itter? Tok. That the machlokas Beis Hillel Beis Shammai is within 30 days. And a sukkah yishana, they all believe is possible unless it has a unique level of lishma. That's the Baal Itter Shita. There are two textual soft spots with the Baal Itter. Number one is the word kodem l'chag is tok shloshim yom, which is not the simplest read. Okay. Kodem l'chag, in other words, kosher. Okay, you're right. Kodem's not, you wonder why I think that kodem's not a bigger problem. The bigger problem is we call it a sukkah yishana. According to Beis Hillel, what isn't a sukkah yishana? What is a sukkah hadasha? So maybe you could argue the day before, or a week before, from Yom Kippur or not. I don't know. And maybe Beis Shammai has some type of shear for what is a sukkah hadasha. I don't know. Just doesn't tell us. Maybe that's the way to go in Beis Shammai. Or maybe Beis Shammai learned sukkah yishana. Kipshuta, which means, let's take it back. According to the Baal HaItter, what is Beis Shammai's halachic requirement to make it a kosher sukkah? Lishma. How do I know if it's Lishma, it's not a sukkah yishana? If it's a sukkah yishana, what does a sukkah yishana mean? Shalom Lishma. In other words, the goal is to make it a sukkah Lishma. Sukkah yishana, by default, is all cases that are not Sukkah Lishma. And therefore, it could be the day of, and if you made it Shalom Lishma, it's considered old because it's not Lishma. Those are the two possible ways you can go. Why would you call it a Yishana? If he accepts the wrong, it'd be great because the way to connect it is via Tavon. And even if it's not, it's still the shape somehow makes it a new, fresh Sukkah opposed to Stam, a Sukkah that's just an old house that's been sitting around who knows what. Anyhow, that's how the Baal Itter is going to learn. And by the way, the second day of the Ritz has the same halach as the Baal Itter. However, he reads the Gemara a little bit differently. We'll leave that aside for right now. Let's just quickly put the Baal Itter in this chart. Where did the Baal Itter go according to Beis Hillel? Here's a great chance to think. Where did the Baal Itter go? Is it between 1 and 2, 2 and 3? Is it off the chart? Is it not on this chart? Is it before 1? Is it after 1? Where would the Baal Itter go conceptually?
Thank you.
He holds that there's some level of the Shema, a raya that what? But if it's still Yeshua, it's older than 30 days, and he didn't have a Shema, then it's possible. So it's clearly not what? It's somewhere this way, but where is it?
They're arguing on the sum of this menu is not between 30 days. It's not in the middle of Shema.
What is Beit Hillel Shita according to the Eilat?
That Stam, that's making Stam from 30 days, from 30 days. Good. Is that Stam from 30 days?
Don't tell me, Shai. Tell me, Phil. Let's try that they tell right now. I'm listening.
I tell that if you make it within 30 days, then if you make Stam, it's 30 days.
Correct. If it's older than 30 days, what?
If it's older than 30 days, and it's just Stam, then you would not make it with Shema. It's not kind of possible.
Yeah. According to the Inter, if it's a Sukkah, had Hashem 30 days or younger, what would it be? Kosher, what did they tell? Of course, and if it's older than 30 days, what's the halacha? It needs to be l'shem chag. It doesn't mention anything about the Yerushalmi. I'll still get to hold the Yerushalmi. Therefore, it's clearly not like this. It's clearly not two. It's either over here or over here. Where would you put it? I was thinking of over here at four, which is you need l'shma. And what? And chidush to low the Shema. By the way, this possibility was the exact same thing that Beit Shammai had according to Tosfos. Okay. There is an interesting discussion that when we have a carbon able learn Beit Shammai, we'll leave that aside for a minute. This is going to leave that aside probably forever. So then, you know, it's interesting that carbon able learns that Beit Shammai agrees that Nefesh the Chadash goes down. I'll mention briefly whether that is a lechatchila or a bidyed, is it a chumra according to Beit Shammai or not? That's unclear in the carbon edah. So therefore, at the end of the day, you'll end up with two possibilities in Beit Shammai. Beit Shammai certainly needs lishma, and certainly believes if it's more than 30 days old, the lishma is needed. Whether or not a chiddush helps only lechatchila as like a bonus, or whether a chiddush is transforms it to lishma, that's unclear in the carbon edah. I'm going to leave two possibilities up for the carbon edah. Number one is that chiddush is lishma, and number two is chiddush is a chumrah. And therefore, at the end of the day, this is going to be Beit Shammai. Pretty straightforward according to Rov Rishonim. According to the carbon edah, it's this version. And here's all these four major possibilities, which really turns into seven possibilities within Beit Hillel. Shemir Hashem, tomorrow we'll deal with a couple side issues, smaller issues, technical issues. Number one is, what is the chiddush? Yerushalmi offers two possibilities. Maybe we'll think about that. We'll turn out.
What's the Rashi way? You have a male, Shelly? Email?